Welcome to Victor's Lavender, an opportunity to have some conversation with one of the foremost lavender experts, Victor Gonzalez. Welcome, Victor.
Thank you, Steve.
Victor, there are plenty of questions that people want to know, and so let's just dive right in. First question is, what's up? There is some rumor that you are packing up and leaving Squim and heading to Ohio. Can you help clear that up?
I know, Steve, there's a lot of miscommunication, misunderstanding, especially locally. I've been getting a lot of comments on Facebook and also physically right here about people being a little concerned of be moving and leaving them. I want to clarify, I am not moving. I'm expanding.
Good.
For many reasons.
Not leaving, but expanding.
I'm
like that.
Expanding.
Good. Continue.
So the reason why I'm expanding, I mean, as everybody knows, I'm international, well-known, but especially national. I do business all over the United States and Canada. So the reason by moving to the Midwest, in this case, Ohio, Hamilton, is to expand and set it up another distribution center there for plants and products. There's a great opportunity right now and will be great benefit for both of us, for the consumers and for me as a grower, just because the consumer will be able to get a high quality product in great shape in one piece instead of receiving everything broke in pieces. I get some damages, some people concerning about that, and before I start losing business, I think it would be great that we move to Ohio and be able to help them.
So that's great. So you want to get closer to the market, closer to the consumers, so that it is easier for them to receive live plants that are Victor approved and will have a better chance of success going into the ground and thriving.
That's correct. Good. We'll be setting up a greenhouse operation in Ohio, and we'll be able to grow to start with 10 varieties, the main variety that everybody knows and like, and varieties that will be great for that type of climate and soils. So those are coming to the Midwest. And so White Barns and Blooms, they are a 50-acre lavender farm, and they will be having, they have a beautiful barn, which will be hosting probably international conferences. We'll be hosting a lot of educational workshops, all kinds of workshops, to educate the farmers. We will have an opportunity to host an international lavender conference for the benefit of the whole United States. That way we can spread the U.S. beyond the borders.
Good. So White Barns and Blooms is in Hamilton, Ohio, and that's going to be your new base camp for the Midwest experience of Victor's Lavender.
That is correct.
That's outstanding.
That is correct.
And you just came from there recently, having just co-hosted one of the very first, if not the first, Lavender Festival in that area. Tell me more.
That is correct. I mean, they host the first Lavender Festival. They have 20,000 lavender plants, as we're speaking.
Wow.
We'll be planting another 20,000 this coming spring, and we'll not stop until maybe we reach 200,000 lavender plants. So we'll bring a piece of Europe to Ohio. And the very first Lavender Festival, I mean, they put this together in 3-4 months. They did an incredible job. 6,000 people that came, and we have a little bit of nasty weather, but the weather seems like don't stop people in Ohio.
They were excited.
Good. The more rain, the more people was coming. So they was very, very successful Lavender Festival. So they need to look for more, because for next year will be even bigger. We expand into 2 weekends instead of 1 week.
Okay, very
just
good.
Because we know that in 1 weekend, there's no way we can host this many thousands of people. So we need to expand it to 2 weekends. So that will be next
so week. Familiar fans with victorslavender.com as the website will also be invited coming very soon to learn more about Victor in Ohio, care of the White Barn and Blooms website. And so those will be shared, because Victor's sharing his knowledge and sharing his understanding with 30 plus years here on the West Coast in the Squim area specifically, but now expanding into Ohio.
Exactly. Okay. If you're working in that logistics, so yes, more likely people are coming and seeing Victor's Lab on their website. They may see a link
right.
that will go back to White Barns and Blooms.
Good.
And we still don't know exactly how everything will be connected together, but more likely that's how that will be.
Okay.
We'll link that to
We website. Are glad to dispel the rumor that you are closing up and leaving Squim, but you are simply expanding and sharing your knowledge elsewhere.
No. We are not going anywhere. We are growing. We're expanding. I think I'm really blessed and happy to meet these wonderful people in Ohio. They're also very happy with the whole Squim area. So they also love to see this going. How can we establish a 30 years history here?
Right.
It's not that easy that you can just stop it overnight.
Good.
That would not happen.
That's excellent. Now, Victor, you just finished hosting the 22nd Victor's Lavender Festival here in Squim, and of course, your first one co-hosting at White Barns and Bloom in Hamilton, Ohio. And I just had a chance coming off the drying barns, just a couple of them here at the farm in Squim. And you have, you report, nearly 10,000 bundles that are just busting out in those drying barns. They are gorgeous. It smells so delightful. Tell me a little bit more about the varieties that you have hanging in the drying barns right now.
Well, this is that time of the year. We have, like you mentioned, 10,000 just a one variety grosser. We may have another 2,000 of Royal Velvet, and we may have about 1,000 of Melissa. Melissa is a new one this year, just because a lot of customers asking me for the white and pink Melissa, and they see the plants, and they then asking for the dry bouquet because, you know, somehow they love the color and the way the Melissa looks when it's dry, which we can go over that any time. Yeah. And about in the grosser, we have 10,000 bouquets, beautiful, big, thick, the scent, the color, the thickness, everything. We try to do the best quality product we can in everything we do here. And that will be not different for White Barns and Blooms, will be the same. The quality will sustain the same, whether it's the plant or the bouquets or the culinary, anything you can, everything that comes with lavender, the quality will be top quality.
Good.
Nationwide. But yeah, we have 10,000 bouquets right there.
Oh, and they are gorgeous. So tell me a little bit more. You mentioned Melissa. You mentioned, of course, the Grosso. What makes a bundle from Victor's Lavender different than others, as far as besides the size, the color? What make these unique?
Well, like an example, I have the Grosso right here in my hands, and there's a lot of plants out there that they think they have Grosso, but it's really not Grosso. Mm-hmm. So we gotta start with sticking with the true botanical name and don't reinvent the wheel. I mean, the Grosso been already there for centuries. Why changing that? But there's already a lot of varieties out there that people are kind of replacing that Grosso because they think Grosso is not growing for them. So maybe they have other issues is why the Grosso is not growing. So we need to explore that. The Grosso keeps the color great. The Grosso keeps the scent smelling great. The Grosso yields lots of oil, and the Grosso blooms for many years, depends area where it's located. When you dry the Grosso, supposed to keep the color and never change. In Victor's Lavender, we try to keep a good, pretty good size stick bundle, 150 to 200 stem per bundle.
Wow.
I have thousands of plants. I want them to be happy. I want them to keep a good product. So that's how we do it right here. We have the knowledge and skills to make sure that when the plant is ready, we gotta go and cut it for dry bouquets. It's different when you are cutting it for buds or to make sachets or that stuff. We gotta leave the plant a little longer. It's different when you wanna do the oil distillations. We gotta keep the flowers keeping longer.
Oh.
So that's a whole educational workshop that will be coming more likely in Ohio, which a lot of people have problems with that. So that's where the Grosso is, and then we have also the Royal Velvet. Royal Velvet, again, the reputation in this variety is great. Everybody knows Royal Velvet. Everybody asking for Royal Velvet. Some of them having issues growing it too. Right here, the Squim, the microclimate. We don't have an issue growing any type of lavender, right? But we can grow it anywhere too. I mean, it's just that takes a little bit of homework. Royal Velvet, same thing as a culinary one. When you dry it, keeps the color. when you divide it, the smell is really sweet in the smell. And same thing, 150 to 200 stems per bundle. The length is a little different because it's just the way it is. And then we have the Melissa too. It is important to have the right pink. You know, there's so many pinks out there. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have the right pink, which is Melissa, is the one that keeps the color and the shape of the flowers, and it's very sweet taste. A lot of people use it for the ice cream. They love the Melissa for
so
the ice cream.
So it's also culinary.
It's also culinary one. Royal Velvet and Melissa, culinary one.
Very good.
Grosso is not a culinary one.
So you have raised so many questions, exciting stuff. So your lavender is cut at a prime for right now. The bundles that are available were cut not necessarily for their end product of oil distillation, but for their color, their aroma, their fragrance. Mm-hmm. And you have at least 10,000 of them available, and they're available for retail at $10 mm-hmm. per bundle. They're available. Remind me, Victor, what's the quantity that comes in a case that can get into some discounted and some even some commercial pricing?
Yeah, they will be available wholesale and retail, mm-hmm. even through Victor's Lavender website, White Barnes and Bloom's website. They will be available there soon.
The retail price is $10 per yeah. bundle. And how many come in a case that gets you into the quantity pricing that is available for
wholesale?
Yeah,
so the wholesale coming cases are 60 to 70 bundles per case, and that's the minimum. Retail, they can buy as many as they want. They right. can buy one, they can buy two, they can sure. buy that. So as today, that's how we manage that. Maybe over time will change. We'll have a minimum salesman that retail. But right now they can buy one if they choose Good. To do that, but will be available wholesale and retail.
And when you buy them and they're shipped mm-hmm. to you, they've spent how long in the drying barn before they're ready for the consumer to welcome them into their home?
Yeah, we have a great climate right now. So since from the day we cut, it takes about a week to 2 weeks, okay. depends on the weather. After that, we can just manicure that a little bit. We clean a little bit, make it look a little more pretty, make it everything the same size because we want the customers to receive the same bouquet, mm-hmm. same size always. And then we just pack them in the boxes, and then we can keep it any side in the barn mm-hmm. as long as away from the light, away from the humidity. And they last. People ask me, how long this bouquet lasts? I said, 50 years.
50 years?
Yes. I mean, 50, you can open this and the bundle is there. Why? Because this is full of oil. Mm-hmm. The oil don't go anywhere. The oil stay there. As long as it's away from the light and the humidity, the straight light, they last forever.
So in my house, when we have some bundles, of course, Victor's Lavender farm-raised bundles, mm-hmm. They do stay out in the kitchen, the living room area. And then after a couple of years and seasons, they do, because of light, I would assume they do fade. And we then, tell me if I'm doing it right or wrong, we then crunch up the flowers and put them in sachets and use them in the sweater drawers. Could we also use the appropriate culinary ones and use them to accent food? Is that?
Yeah, you can if you want. But however, I mean, this type of variety, if it is for bouquet, I would keep it as a bouquet because when the buds dry, these never come up from the buds. Unless you're really aggressive with them, then everything will come up. For that type of sachet, we have other varieties that okay. when you are dividing them, come up really easy. It's really easy to clean. It's really easy to process. Instead of wasting this money.
I see.
So I have other varieties that I can grow just for that type of product, for the culinary one. Or if we just have so many extras of these, yeah, we can use this. I mean, this is great. Great products, don't get me wrong.
But you're saying because it's mm-hmm. been cut like this and it's at its prime, take full advantage of admiring it for mm-hmm. its beauty.
Yes. 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 And you can put it anywhere in your house, anywhere in your room, anywhere in the living room. It's a great gift product for friends and family. And again, the color will not last as long as you don't put it direct in the sunlight, hide it a little bit, anywhere in the living room, in the kitchen, and the flowers and scent last forever.
Excellent. Victor, your expertise in bundles is amazing, but I know that it goes well beyond just the finished product. It really goes back to your roots in the whole industry, and you are not bashful to say that learning to become the expert of lavender was not an easy path, that you planted 2,000 plants your first year and you successfully killed them all, learning the process. How, after all these years, are you still excited and still eager to learn what's going on with the lavender in different people's environments, different people's areas? Is lavender the same all the time, or is lavender a changing plant that you have to keep knowledge and keep up with?
Well, you are correct, Steve. People laugh sometimes when I'm doing a lecture and I said, you are speaking with a guy that have killed more lavender than nobody on earth. So that's a nice, you know, funny joke, but it is a true story. And speaking about bundles, I mean, when I was learning how to dry it, not having the right space, the right environment, the right room, I also lost thousands of them in the beginning. Okay. Because mildew, because mold, you don't give the right space, you don't have the right air circulation. This is full of water, so they will attract mildew, and if one start molding, spread, and then you lose your whole crop. So, you know, you really need to know. Look like easy, but it's not that easy to go. So, yes, I have a 20, close to 30 years experience, and I always learning. I mean, I don't know everything. I'm still, you know, like me moving to Ohio, I have a good big challenge in front of me that will be exploring new environment. New soils and new varieties, and I'm very excited to, you know, I'm looking forward to that, and I don't want to stop, you know, I always keep learning, but there's a lot of mistakes behind me, so that's why I feel like I have the skills, I have developed the skills to be able to help other growers not to make the same mistakes I have done. We'll save them headaches and money.
Good.
So I will advise them to come and look for me and victorslavender.com or White Buns and Blooms, and we can sit and
very good. So Victor, you are expanding, but you are not limiting yourself as you expand into Hamilton, Ohio's White Barns and Blooms property, mm-hmm. but you are still available and eager to help people answer their questions, provide consultation, and continue to be the source of expertise for lavender.
Exactly. Yeah, I believe that will not stop. I have a lot of loyal, great clients nationwide, and they know that they have my number. They know that every time they call me, I'm there. If I don't have the answer, I mean, together we can find solutions, and 99% after I give them my advice, they succeed, they switch, and they call me and say, thank you. And that's my pay, when people say thank you. That's very encouraging for me to keep going.
Well, Victor, we thank you for your good work, beautiful lavender, and the ongoing commitment to share that joy and that knowledge with an ever-expanding audience. Thank you very much. And we encourage you all to continue to stay abreast of what Victor's up to at victorslavender.com, as well as whitebarnsandbloom.com. Thank you much.
Thank you, Steve.